American Ground Radio is now available with no artificial flavor, no artificial sweeteners, or petroleum dripping-based dyes. Harvested, field to table. Visit our website at AmericanGroundRadio.com.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Paul.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
Well, the government is still shut down. Yep. Democrats refuse to open it. But you have a Democrat in Senator, United States Senator John Fetterman, who is, I think he's the only adult in the room when it comes to Democrats. Absolutely. So he is having the guts to do what no other Democrat has been willing to do to this point, and that is tell the truth.
Well, first
on camera, into the microphone, no staff memo, no talking points, no script from the DNC.
Right. But first, the first thing he did that no other Democrat had the guts to do was to vote to keep the government open in the first place, based on principle that shutting down the government in order to win a political fight to hurt real people for your political aspirations was a bad idea.
So he's the only
Democrat who actually has that conviction.
No, 100%. I agree. Well, here he is, Senator Fetterman, with CNN's Manu Raju, and basically he's just putting it out there what 300 million of his fellow Americans, well, minus however many Democrats there are
in the
country.
It's probably more like 180 million, but okay.
But he's having the guts to say what so many of us already know. Take a listen.
It's like, why can't we pay those officers? What, it's, you know, the world's biggest lethal military in the world has relied on a donor to pay our service members last week. I mean, that's a disgrace. I mean, what kind of message does that send to the world right now? And that's the point. I promise you, there's no hungry people in my state or in this nation that's going to be like, well, who's going to blink or who's winning and all this other things. You know, we have to find a way forward. And I do fundamentally believe there would be a conversation to extend those tax credit to make insurance more affordable in my state and across this nation. But to put that in context, you have 2 million people on SNAP in my state, and over 400,000 are receiving those kind of tax credits. So it's a loser for America, and now these lives are really, really going to be impacted in,
he just went on and on.
Okay, but here's my question. How is it that the Democrat in the Senate that makes the most sense is the one who has literally had brain damage? John Fetterman had a massive stroke as he was first running for Senate. It affected his ability to speak. It affected his ability to think, to understand the written and spoken word. He had difficulty communicating out. You listen to that interview, he still has difficulty communicating. How is it that that's the guy who is able to see most clearly and have the most logical thought process?
Because I think he has the most empathy among Democrats. And that, you know, when you go through something like that,
yeah,
I do believe it changes you. It reprioritizes. It reprioritizes what is most important.
Okay.
And when he said that families are staring into empty refrigerators because SNAP benefits are running out, it really hits home, because there are parents tonight in Philly, in Pittsburgh, in Erie, staring at the same question. What do we feed the kids next week? I mean, this isn't some hypothetical. This isn't a think tank scenario. This is real life. And yet the message from the Democratic leadership class keeps posturing, keeps stuffing the, you know, just the airwaves with nonsense. And this isn't new. This is the same playbook that Democrats have dusted off every time that they've needed to pin a problem on anyone but themselves. This is a party that is out of touch with itself.
Yes.
Think about that image. Here you've got Fetterman.
Yeah.
The one guy in the party who sort of still looks like he belongs in a union hall instead of K Street.
That's true.
Or some cocktail reception.
Yeah.
Is out there apologizing on behalf of his own team.
Well, and what's also interesting about this is Fetterman's parents were Republicans. His dad was a partner in an insurance firm. And he's, you know, he's a pretty diehard Democrat, but he's still saying there's right and there's wrong here. And making 4 million people in this, no, I guess, no, I'm sorry, 2 million people in the state of Pennsylvania go hungry so that 40,000 can get a discount on their health insurance. That's
makes
immoral.
No sense. It makes no sense.
That's immoral.
But see, Congressman Chip Roy, out of Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, what he's saying is this has all been a setup. This shutdown is a setup. It is entirely political because
Completely.
The Democrats have no real agenda except opposing President Trump.
Right.
I mean, they're manufacturing chaos. That's the tell. When your only governing principle is opposition, when your entire message is we're not them,
that Donald Trump's evil. That's their entire message. Donald Trump's evil, therefore we have to just fight Donald Trump at every... They don't even look at a position based upon whether it's a good idea or a bad idea. They simply look at the position whether Donald Trump supports it. If Donald Trump supports it, they go, we're not going to support that. If Donald Trump is opposed to it, they say, okay, we'll support that thing.
But the Democrats are supposed to be the party of the people, of the hardworking people of this country. This
They're is supposed a party- to be the party of the poor in this country. How is it you're taking away the benefits?
Yeah, they can't even keep the grocery benefits alive.
For poor, and by the way, the Democrat Party needs people on government assistance in order to continue getting elected to office. Because if people aren't dependent on the government, then they won't continue to vote for government subsidies, for government spending that we can't afford. So the Democrat Party needs the very people it's hurting with this game, this charade, this gaslighting that they're doing in the Senate.
Well, in this interview with Fetterman, we didn't play that part of the clip. Fetterman talked about his wife.
Yeah.
And how his wife has a food pantry, that there are lines stretching around the block, and he is realizing that it is his own party that has built this misery.
And look, this is one of the things that we've gotten wrong in this country, especially since the Great Society programs. People think that it's the government's job to feed people. It's not. It's our job to be charitable. We think that because the government's started getting into the charity business, that therefore we don't have to be, that the government is going to provide SNAP benefits, and therefore we don't have to give money to the food bank. And as long as the government's been taking care of all that, it's kind of right. The problem is that you can't do charity by first doing violence. And every dime the government gets is from taxpayer dollars, which means that is a form of violence. Because if you don't pay your taxes, someone with a gun will eventually show up at your door. So you can't do charity by first doing violence. And that's what our country currently thinks we're doing. I'm hoping that maybe through this SNAP shutdown, that more and more people will realize we don't need the government to feed people, that we are called by God to be merciful unto the poor.
But here's
we're
the
not
thing.
Called by God to pay taxes and have our government be merciful to the poor. That's our job as individuals.
But even if it's political, it's backfiring on the Democrats. The Republicans have had a 5% approval bump
yeah.
since the shutdown started. They've had an 8% spike among independents.
Which is a big deal.
So this story is writing itself, and the Democrats, well, these are all self-inflicted wounds.
Let's get to the top of the things you need to know before tomorrow.
Well,
Well, the first thing you need to know before tomorrow, the FBI says they have stopped a jihadi terror plot planned for this Halloween weekend. Multiple people were arrested in raids in Dearborn and Inkster, Michigan, early this morning. However, there haven't been any details released as to the nature of the alleged attack, the targets of the attack, or the identities of anyone involved. Dearborn, Michigan, has become a Muslim stronghold in that state in recent years, with the mayor of the town saying earlier this year at a city council meeting that Christians aren't welcome in the city. FBI Director Kash Patel released a statement saying, quote, the vigilance of the FBI prevented what could have been a tragic attack, and thanks to their dedication, Michigan will have a safe and happy Halloween.
Well, you know what? Michigan is a dangerous place. It used to be
many parts of it
in Detroit,
yeah,
with regards to crime in the inner city, but now we're talking about jihadists,
yeah,
that don't wish, that don't pledge their allegiance to this country. And I know I'm painting that with a maybe too broad of a brush.
Second thing you need to know, before tomorrow, the Department of Homeland Security conducted a series of raids in Indiana this week. They arrested 223 illegal immigrants, including 146 who were driving semi-trucks. Most of the individuals arrested had lengthy criminal records, including drug trafficking, assault and battery, drunk driving, child abuse, rape, domestic violence, fraud, and prostitution. And the majority of those drivers received their commercial driver's licenses in California, New York, and Illinois, three large blue states that claim to be sanctuary jurisdictions for people who violate U.S. immigration law.
You know, it's dangerous to be issuing these licenses like
this. It's deadly. It's deadly. We've had people die on the highways because we've got illegal immigrants who can't read English driving massive, massive vehicles. And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, the state of Ohio just has redrawn its congressional maps, likely giving Republicans two more seats on the next midterm election. Ohio was required by law to redraw its congressional maps since the state's Ohio Redistricting Commission was not unanimous in approving the previous map. This change was approved by the commission unanimously and will last through the next census. Some Republicans in the state wanted the commission to go even further, taking seats away from Dems, but Republican Governor Mike DeWine sits on the 7-member commission that drew the lines. He said, I would just like to say this darn well could be a 12-3 map. Those are pretty darn good numbers.
What do you think about that?
I think the Democrats stirred up something they shouldn't have stirred up. We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee.
Now, Stephen, do you know anyone who has those days where they just can't focus, their brain feels foggy, and their motivation is gone?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, all the time. I've got a friend, though, who's trying something that actually helps. Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International.
You know what? I've heard about that. Does it boost your mood and clarity?
That's right, and the best part is it does it without those caffeine jitters. Brain Reward uses vitamins and nutrients to help regulate stress and to keep you focused.
So whether you're at work, in school, or even tackling a creative project, it sounds like it's giving the brain the fuel it really needs.
Now you can try it for less. Victory Nutrition is giving you 20% off when you go to vni.live/AGR and use the promo code AGR20.
Plus, when you order $200 or more, you'll get free standard shipping.
Get 20% off when you go to vni.live/AGR. Use the promo code AGR20. That's vni.live/AGR and use AGR20.
Victory Nutrition International. Nutrition that gets in.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud, or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcast.
In the next few minutes, minds will be opened. New journeys will begin. Small wonders can occur in just a few minutes. How? By listening to American Ground Radio every day, fully informed, entertaining, and prepared just for you. Listen for just a few minutes and enjoy, on air or wherever you listen to podcasts. In the next few minutes, good things are going to happen on American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. It's What's for Dinner.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
You know, maybe the reason the Democrat Party doesn't represent the average American or the average Democrat in our country is because actually it is the richest of Americans who call themselves Democrats.
It's very much the makeup of the Democrat Party is very much the makeup of the population of socialist nations. You've got the uber, uber rich, and you have the vast majority of the very, very poor.
No, there's a study out that just out that is now reporting Democrats in Congress now represent over 75% of the wealthiest districts in America. Yeah. So just wrap your head around that for just a second.
Yeah.
The same people that cry about income inequality
right.
at every debate
yes.
or every speech, every interview, now control the zip codes where the private jets land and the Teslas and the Bentleys and the Lamborghinis outnumber the Toyotas and the Chevrolets and the Fords.
Think about some of the people who have talked about income inequality. Nancy Pelosi, a multimillionaire.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
By the way, after getting into Congress, Bernie Sanders, a multimillionaire. He talks about income inequality.
But see, these folks like it this way. They like to be the ones jetting around, given preferential treatment, being in the boardrooms, being in all these places of influence. I think they have found more comfort in boardrooms than in break rooms.
You know, the media is shocked to discover that Mike Johnson doesn't live in a mansion. The Speaker of the House, he just lives in a regular neighborhood in Louisiana. And they're shocked that he's not a multi...
Well, I think for many Democrats, they're probably like, we'll just give him time.
Right.
Because they'll go to work on him.
But he's been in government for a long time, and he still lives like a middle-class American, other than, you know, all the Secret Service protection. They're shocked by that. But Mike Johnson really does represent pretty much the heart of the Republican Party.
No, but what that means, where you have members of Congress who represent the 75 wealthiest districts in the country,
right?
What that really means is the top donors to the Democratic machine aren't everyday Americans, aren't the unions or the union halls or the small businesses.
It's
They're the
union
billionaires.
Leaders, not the union members. We got a question for our American mamas. Dear mamas, do you think Gavin Newsom will win the Democrat nomination for president?
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama.
And joining us now, our American mama, Terry Netterville. Gavin Newsom admitted that he's considering thinking about maybe possibly running for president, to which I went,
yeah, we all knew when
he's already running.
When he visited the White House, when I think it was Joe Biden wasn't there and everybody was talking about him going, you know, it was. We've known for a long time.
Certainly when he stopped being, during the middle of the fire problem in Los mm-hmm. Angeles, he decides his best way to deal with the fires is to start a podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's not about governing California. That's about running for president.
Right. And you know what? What he did during that time period when he started the podcast, he had people like Charlie Kirk on.
Yeah.
He was brave enough to do that. And when Charlie got there, he told Charlie, he said, my son was so excited that you were coming. He could not wait. He wants to meet you. And it was this lovely thing. They had this great little debate. They were on opposite sides, but you could see that he was trying to kind of gauge, you know, Charlie's followers, get more of his followers. But then the other day, he's on another podcast, and just like a lot of those on the left, he kind of switched gears and said, well, I won't say my son was a fan. He was just interested in him like he was Andrew Tate. Like he completely diminished everything that he had said because he'd gotten blowback for it.
Right.
But anyway, I think we have a tape.
We do have a clip. He's on another podcast.
Yeah. And this is just an example of when he's a chameleon. So he's on, what's the name of the podcast?
All the Smoke.
All the Smoke.
Yeah.
And it's a black podcasters, and you'll notice, I want you to see if you notice something when you listen to this.
All right, here's Gavin Newsom.
You know, it was also about paying the bills, man. And it was just like hustling. Mm-hmm. And so I was out there kind of raising myself, turning on the TV, started, you know, just getting obsessed, you know, sitting there with the, you know, the Wonder Bread and five stacks of,
you know, like the White Stack Bob story.
Come on.
So he's hustling, huh?
He's so gross.
He's hustling.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, and then he went on further and he said, I was out there bouncing my basketball, hitting it against the wall. And I mean, clearly, we all see what he's doing. He's so disgusting.
But he didn't grow up, you know.
No, he was not a latchkey kid in California. His father was a judge who worked for the Getty family, one of the wealthiest families in California, and basically had a silver spoon. He started some wine company with the Getty crew, these little rich boys. So his pretend farce act here is another example of why this disingenuous role that not only he played, Hillary Clinton, when she told the Breakfast Club, you know, I don't go anywhere without my sauce in my purse or whatever.
Right, yeah.
You're like, oh, Hillary. And then Kamala, you know, she would change the inflection.
Accent.
Yes, everywhere she went. This is another example. It's almost reminiscent of when he told everybody else, mask up, do not go to restaurants. And where do we find him during that time period?
At a restaurant without a mask on with some of his richest
friends. At the French Laundry, yeah. He's disgusting. So they fall for it. But what's sad for him is we have video. Thank God Elon bought X because now we can see this stuff.
Right.
We now see his different, like how he is. He's a chameleon. Will that stop the Democrats? I don't know.
It is pretty interesting because right now, if you look at the polls for who's most likely to win the Democrat nomination, and yeah, we're still 3 years away from the election, but if you look at who's most likely to win, it's Kamala Harris is first.
Please let her run.
And then second is Gavin Newsom. And then third is, I don't know. And
they're saying like AOC.
AOC is like at 9%. So Gavin Newsom and Kamala Harris are the only two Democrats currently in double digits. Everybody else is in single digits. They're behind. I don't know.
Yeah. They, you know, I think about, we talk about this too. We have a bench. Like we've got the starters. We've got the greatest people that we don't have to worry about it.
You go, J.D. Vance would make an amazing president, mm-hmm. I think. I think he's probably the front runner to be not just the Republican nominee. I think he's the hands down front runner to be next president.
100%.
But then you follow him up with Marco Rubio. Uh-huh. And again, I think he's the front runner to be the successor to J.D. Vance. Yeah. Now, do they flip? Who knows what actually happens? Right. But if I had to put money down on it right now, I'd say we get 8 years of J.D. Vance, and I think we get at least 4 years of Marco Rubio, if not eight.
Right. I mean, we've got even more. I mean, the whole cabinet.
Oh, yeah.
You know, even Scott Bessent. And
Scott Bessent is amazing.
Yeah, he's so brilliant.
Right.
And it makes me so proud because, you know, say whatever you want to say about Trump. He is who he was, and there's video proof of it.
That's
even
true.
The fact that he wanted a ballroom in 2016, was willing to pay out of pocket for Barack Obama to have his own ballroom, talk to Axelrod. And
He talked to Oprah Winfrey back in the late 80s, early 90s, and said, I'd only run for president if it got so bad. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it got so bad. He is who he was. Gavin Newsom, who knows who he is?
I thank God for Trump every day.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Netterville, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Slick Willie here, your 42nd president. Got a bit of a reputation, yeah.
It's a very special day for the ladies, man.
My bedroom is stocked with my pillow, sheets and blankets, pillows. Oh, yeah. Baby, I got all the good stuff. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals and towel, dog beds. Sometimes I say something to Hill or she catches me doing something I shouldn't be caught at, and I have to spend some time in the dog bed.
You are in the doghouse.
Well, that's why you want to get the most comfortable dog bed you can get, and MyPillow has the world's most comfortable dog beds, and I should know. I've spent a lot of time in the doghouse. You'll get 70% off on all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use the AGR code, that's AGR, and save 70%.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling cause they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. American Ground Radio, let's go.
American Ground Radio, crafted with genuine American parts, powered by patriots, driven by the heart and soul of the American dream, and now 100% tariff-free.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Lewis R. Avalone.
All right. Well, President Trump and Melania last night at the White House.
Yes.
Handing out candy and hugs.
Yes.
It's pretty cool.
Well, can we please put a little more context in this? They're not just, you know, hey kids, come over here, have some candy and hugs.
Well, it's for Halloween.
Thank you. You weren't. He hadn't completed the whole.
Lord have mercy. Folks knew that.
Well, look, we have a podcast. People can pick this podcast up.
That's true.
At other times. So last night was October 30th. This is Halloween today, and Donald Trump and Melania Trump had a little trick or treat at the White House.
Well, look. I guess maybe that does sound a little out of order.
Hey, kids, come over here, have some candy and hugs. I mean, that's not what was going on, but that's how the left would frame it.
Or maybe some of the folks listening might be thinking mistakenly that this is the Biden administration.
Well, no, that'd be, hey, kids, come over here, have some candy and awkward sniffs.
Oh, yes. And look at my hair on my legs.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Turns white.
Oh, man.
In the sun.
No, it was actually really very cool, and there are some fun costumes. There's one guy dressed up as basically as an American flag and like a had an inflatable costume. It was really kind of cool. And some kids, they were dressed as tanks and stuff. And, you know, of course, you had the Spider-Man and the princesses and stuff like that.
Well, there was one costume that harkened back to President Trump's day of work at McDonald's.
Oh, remember, that's right. Yeah, there's the a guy dressed up like a drive-thru at McDonald's. I saw that.
But see, that's just all it's American kind of activities.
Sure.
And sure, he's a billionaire.
Yeah.
But he's also president of the United States, and he realizes that he's there representing the people of this country.
Exactly. I think it's very cool. It's also time now to dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine.
We've got to talk about Operation Arctic Frost. In 2022, the FBI began the secret operation to surveil Republicans and Republican-connected groups. The justification for the investigation was the 2020 election and the decision by some Republican Party groups to name alternate electors to the Electoral College following the contested 2020 elections in various states. Democrats and leftists in the Biden administration decided that doubting the legitimacy of the 2020 election was tantamount to treason, or it was an attempted coup. So they went after their political rivals with all of the federal power they could muster. But they did it in secret. And I think part of the reason they did it in secret is they knew deep down it was wrong, but that's what they were doing.
So okay, but this was Joe Biden's Operation Arctic Frost, right?
This was the Biden administration's Operation Arctic Frost. I don't know how involved Joe Biden was in the Biden administration. He may have just been a puppet they trotted out, you know, to go play with the Easter Bunny every now and then. I don't know how involved he actually was. But yes, the Biden administration was doing this. So what did they do? Well, the FBI got a federal court to allow them to access phone records for 9 U.S. senators, all of them Republicans. Senators. The FBI was spying on sitting U.S. senators. Nearly 20% of the Republicans in the Senate at the time were under FBI surveillance. It includes Lindsey Graham, Bill Hagerty from Tennessee, Josh Hawley from Missouri, Dan Sullivan from Alaska, Tommy Tuberville from Alabama, Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, Cynthia Loomis from Wyoming, Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee, and Ted Cruz from Texas. They may have actually been the worst to Ted Cruz. In addition, they also surveilled U.S. Representative Mike Kelly, a Republican from Pennsylvania. All right.
You know why they called it Arctic Frost?
That's a really interesting thing, because basically they're just trying to freeze.
Supposedly it was to freeze out extremism.
Yeah.
But what they were really freezing out
was the Constitution.
Was freedom.
Yes.
Basically.
They were trying to silence people's voices.
Well, their voices, their posts.
Yes.
Their texts.
Their ideas.
They were even monitoring what these folks that were being targeted, what they were buying online.
Yes, on Amazon, things like that. The FBI began also spying on Turning Point USA, and they were spying on Charlie Kirk personally. They tracked his phone, and they got the bank account records for Charlie Kirk and for Turning Point USA. They also monitored communications with Fox News and Newsmax, because they are supposedly conservative outlets. All right, so the FBI spied on a political action group. They spied on individual citizens. They spied on conservative news media, so much for the First Amendment, the right to a free press. They spied on sitting members of the Senate and a member of the House that we know of. In all, there's actually several hundred people across the country and people and organizations that they were doing this with.
But you know what? They didn't find anything.
No.
I mean, they were supposed to uncover these extremist plots.
Right.
And these dangerous networks.
Right.
But they found nothing. There was no big conspiracy. There was no organized terror group. There was no hidden militia.
It's almost like there wasn't a crime, because there wasn't a crime, which also means another problem with this. Internal FBI whistleblowers say not only was there not a crime, there wasn't even any probable cause for the investigation in the first place. The FBI violated its own rules of operation so that it could go after Republicans. What's more, the FBI didn't actually get permission from courts to put Republicans under surveillance in some of these cases. They just unilaterally ordered phone companies, AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon, not to tell Ted Cruz that he was under surveillance.
But see, this is what happens, and I think certainly it happened under the Biden administration. It happened under the Obama administration.
It did.
You have
Russia collusion.
Bureaucrats that basically have unlimited power and then zero accountability.
Right.
So when the FBI, they were using this term preemptive mapping, what that meant was they were using data analysis and AI to map out networks of people who hadn't committed any crimes, hadn't made any threats, hadn't done anything legal, but who might someday do something that they could be interpreted as wrong. That's how in these grand juries, this is kind of the data that was presented to them
right.
to say, these are the folks that fit a certain profile. Not that they've done anything wrong.
It's pre-crime.
But it is likely, or you know, certainly our data analysis indicates, and our data analysis is nothing but what? Speculation?
It's guesstimate? Like, it's like pre-crime from the movie Minority Report. It's guesstimation, speculation. What makes this clear, this makes clear that the Democrats believe Republicans are the enemies of the American people. It's not just rhetoric for them. They believe it. It's why they're okay with killing Charlie Kirk and, frankly, other Republicans, if possible. Let me quote from President Biden. This is during that blood red Independence Hall speech. This happened in September of 2022. Which is while the operation had been going on. Arctic Frost started in April of 2022. He gives his blood-red Independence Hall speech in September of 2022. He said, quote, Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundation of our republic. He said, there is no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans, and that is a threat to this country. That's what the President of the United States said.
Well, look,
and the FBI treated Republicans as if they were an actual threat to the country.
I don't think that's continuing today. I think Kash Patel has certainly rooted out or has rooted out much of that.
There have been some attorneys in the DOJ that were involved in this who have been fired.
But if the left believes those that were targeted are dangerous, I say fine. Let them believe that. Because if believing in freedom makes you a target of an operation like this, Arctic Frost, then every true American should wear that target proudly.
We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Hiring the right people for your business can feel like a gamble, especially when you don't know who you're really bringing on board.
That's why businesses nationwide trust Global Data Fusion hiring and screening solutions.
From background checks to drug testing, even across state lines, they've got you covered. Their expert team ensures compliance and delivers fast, reliable results.
Call Global Data Fusion at 337-205-3007. Mention AGR and they'll waive the sign-up fee.
Global Data Fusion, because your team starts with trust. You know, some folks are just popping vitamins every morning and nothing's happening.
Well, that's like tossing quarters into a vending machine that's out of order. It's a total waste.
Exactly. It's why more and more people are switching to Protovite from Victory Nutrition International. Protovite has over 100 nutrients, vitamins, and plant extracts all packed into one shot.
So instead of guessing if your vitamins are working, Protovite gives you daily support for energy, focus, and immune health.
And here's the kicker. You can get Protovite only at Victory Nutrition International.
Just go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 to snag 20% off your order.
Start your morning with Protovite and actually feel the difference.
Well, so many already have, and you should too. Go to vni.life/AGR and be sure to use the AGR20 code to get 20% off your order.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
Hey, Hey, y'all, grab your friends and head out this weekend. October 9th through 11th, Zawali Tamale Fiesta in Sabine. October 10th through 12th, Gumbo Festival in Thibodaux. October 11th, Louisiana Art and Folk Festival in Columbia. October 11th through 12th, K-Pasa Fest in Metairie and Hammond North Shore Regional Air Show. Visit festivals.explorelouisiana.com and make your plans to Laissez les bon temps rouler.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We could go to war. I'm for real. So you better check yourself.
No. It's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Who knew?
Who knew what?
Kim Kardashian is a great fan of conspiracy theories regarding the moon landing.
Well, I'd buy that. She used to be married to Kanye West, and he's nuts.
She says that the 1969 Apollo 11 moon landing didn't happen at all. Take a listen. Here is a clip she's trying to sway one of her friends to believe the same.
Okay.
I'm sending you, so far, a million interviews with both Buzz Aldrin and the other one.
Do it.
And this girl says, what was the scariest moment? And he goes, there was no scary moment because it didn't happen. It could have been scary, but it wasn't because it didn't happen. So he's gotten old and now he slurs on his thing.
Yeah. Everything. Dude.
Yeah. So I think it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go on a massive deep dive is what's going to happen.
Okay.
I'm going to go on a serious deep dive.
I center conspiracies all the time.
So, she says that Buzz Aldrin admitted that, she was paraphrasing. Obviously, she's not quoting him directly. What are you doing? You got your hands in your face. You kind of face palming.
Yeah.
What, you're not taking this seriously?
Kim Kardashian is an expert on the moon landing. I'm supposed to take that seriously.
Well, first of all, she is.
Two, you can get a telescope. You can go outside tonight as long as the skies are clear. And if you have a powerful enough telescope, you can actually look at the moon, where the moon landings happened, and you can see the landers that are still there. You can see the footprints that are on the moon, and you can see the American flags that were planted. If you have a powerful enough telescope, you can do that tonight.
But look, in her defense,
she was married to Kanye, and she doesn't know what's real and what's not real.
But she is a very successful businesswoman in her own right, worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
Okay.
And so, there's a lot of folks that believe that the moon landing was fake. Why are we so astonished that Kim Kardashian is opining on the subject?
I'm not astonished that she's opining on it. I'm astonished that anybody takes her seriously. Come on.
I didn't say I took her seriously. I'm just saying that perhaps anyone who believes that we did not land on the moon.
Yes.
They might be guilty of reporting fake news.
You are fake news.
Yeah! Okay, kids, it's Fake News Friday. Here's how we play our game. I'm going to read you a headline. You tell me whether it's real news, fake news, or really fake news.
Okay, so real news, it was reported and it's true.
That's right.
And fake news, it was reported, but it's not true.
That's right.
And then really fake news.
Yeah.
That's just us making it all up.
And because this is the Halloween edition of Fake News Friday, if you tell us what your score is, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmericanGroundRadio. Tell us what your score was. We will send you a free truckload of candy corn.
Okay, that's fake news, too.
Yeah, it's fake
news. Yeah,
okay. Okay, here's the first one. Starting this weekend, we will get one less hour of daylight by setting our clocks back. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That's fake news.
That is fake news. That's right. We have the same amount of daylight. President Trump said he wouldn't invite, he won't invite either the Los Angeles Dodgers or the Toronto Blue Jays to the White House because both are located in places run by liberals. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That's fake news.
That's fake news. Stephen King, the author, said fell for it. He posted online it was not real. He had to apologize.
He wants to believe it.
This week, President Trump promised to grant Canada its independence if the Toronto Blue Jays can win the World Series. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That's good. That's good, but that's really fake
news.
That's
really fake news. All right. People are placing bets online to see which NBA star gets busted for gambling next. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
That's real news.
That's real news.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Adam Schiff claimed this week that he had proof the missing Jeffrey Epstein files were hidden in the East Wing, which has now been destroyed by President Trump. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That's fake news. Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait, who was this that said that?
Adam Schiff.
Oh. Okay, he said it, but it's not true. It's fake news.
No, it's really fake news. I just made it up.
I mean, I could believe him
but
in a second. I'm shocked he didn't say it, actually.
Yeah. The NYPD and the Israeli Defense Forces have engaged in a conspiracy to commit violence against innocent New Yorkers. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
Okay, that's fake news.
That's Zohran Mamdani said that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he's about to be the mayor. He's about to be that NYPD's boss. Former New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said Zohran Mamdani's plans for office are bad because, quote, the math doesn't add up. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
Who said that?
Former New York Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Bill de Blasio?
Yeah.
The math doesn't add up?
Yeah.
He's supporting, no, he de Blasio's supporting Cuomo. I'm going to say that is, that's real news.
That's not real news. It was just a guy with the same name. The Times of London emailed Bill de Blasio in New York. It wasn't the right Bill de Blasio. He told him what he thought, but he never told him he wasn't
the actual former mayor.
Democrats in New York chanted, "Let's go, Bills," at New York Governor Kathy Hochul. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
I'm going to go with real news on that.
That's not. That was fake news. They were chanting, "Tax the rich."
But, oh, kind of like, "Let's go, Brandon."
Yes, it was a "Let's go, Brandon" moment. Illegal aliens, a racist term. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
Fake news.
Yeah, that's fake news. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson.
Yeah.
Democrats are dressing up as Charlie Kirk for Halloween. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
Well, I mean, that is real news.
That's real
news.
I
think there's a lot of folks, though. I don't think it's just Democrats.
Yeah, well, they're dressing up as assassinated Charlie Kirk. And how about this last one? The number 67 was named as the word of the year for 2025. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
The word 67?
The number 67.
The number 67
is
a word?
Word of the year.
That sounds ridiculous, but that probably means it's real news.
That's real news. Dictionary.com named two different numbers.
Why?
As the word of the year. It's a slang thing for kids, and it means nothing. It's like the dumbest slang word ever. It's totally skibbity. Skibbity?
You mean
it's totally
skibbity. You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Now, Stephen, a lot of people have been talking about feeling sluggish and bloated and not sleeping well.
Yeah, that's why you need Insorb from Victory Nutrition International. Clinical studies show Insorb not only helps boost your immune system, but also supports better sleep.
When your digestion system is off, nothing feels right. If you're dealing with that bloating and discomfort after meals, Insorb is designed to help.
It's all about getting your body back in balance. More energy, better sleep, stronger immunity.
Try it right now and save. Go to VNI.life/AGR and use code AGR20 at checkout for 20% off your order.
Plus, when you order $200 or more from Victory Nutrition International, you'll get free standard shipping.
Your immune system, your sleep, and your digestion system will thank you.
Go to VNI.life/AGR today and use the code AGR20 for 20% off. That's VNI.life/AGR and use promo code AGR20.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. And we like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, We're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Hey, Slick Willie here, 42nd President. Yeah, I've been known to spend a lot of time in the bedroom. Yeah. My bedroom is stocked with MyPillow sheets, blankets, and pillows. I love MyPillow. But that doesn't mean I slept with MyPillow. I did not have sleeping relations with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, towels, blue dresses, whatnot. When Hill and I are lounging around the house, or if I have a female friend, back to the discount code, you'll get 70% off all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use that code AGR. That's AGR and save 70%.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hype. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator, I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, just a quick comment on Kim Kardashian. Of course, the moon landing is fake. But when Gayle King and Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, and whoever else went into space, quote unquote, went into space.
Yeah, that was real.
That was real.
Yeah, yeah. According to
you. I mean, how staged was that? I mean, seriously.
I mean, yeah. It's
Bezos coming up to the... What was the capsule or whatever it was, and trying to figure out how to open it up. Yeah. And I mean, no special tools necessary.
Real women astronauts. I mean, they're just,
yeah, those are real.
Yeah.
But nobody comments about that. Yeah. But, you know, Buzz Aldrin.
Neil Armstrong.
Going to the moon. Oh, that was a fake. Of course that was not real.
Okay.
All right. Joy Reid, who was on MSNBC,
yes.
MSNBC.
Yeah.
Now it's MS Now. Or
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
think she has a show anymore, right?
Yep.
Nevertheless, she says that once Trump is out of office, every trace of him, his buildings, his anything dealing with Trump should be destroyed, gone, vanished, scrubbed from the record, erased from history.
This is the problem with the Democrat Party. They hate Donald Trump so much. It's not just about beating him with the ballot box. They have to destroy him.
Well, you
and
know
that's
what?
That's what makes us all have to say, whoa.
Oh, wow! When I say whoa, I mean whoa!
This weekend, the International Space Station will celebrate 25 years of continuous occupation. The last time there wasn't a human on board the space station outpost was November 2nd, 2000. Since then, 290 people from 26 different countries have temporarily called the ISS home. Most of them were professional astronauts, but the list does include a handful of space tourists and one Russian movie director. Usually there are 7 astronauts living on the ISS at one time. However, last year, 12 people were on board the station at the same time, setting a new record. The ISS is a joint operation between NASA, the Russian space agency, along with support from the European, Japanese, and Canadian space agencies. There are 15 pressurized compartments in the ISS for crews, and coming in 5 years from now, it's going to be deorbited to splash down the Pacific.
Have a great weekend, folks.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.